This is the Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And this is our last night in New York City, and we are going to be so sorry to leave a great city. If you haven't been to New York, you have to come. I think every American owes, you know, it's like our Mecca, you know, once in a lifetime, make the pilgrimage to New York. And, of course, our trip has been brought to us and to you by Priceline.com. Phil Henry's official travel provider for airline tickets, hotel rooms, and rental cars. Go to Priceline.com for all of your travel needs today. And, we'll talk about the baseball later. But, man, that Yankee team, did we bring them some luck? I don't think so. I think that this town somehow is a little blessed. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills is going to join us on the line from his restaurant, in fact, in Beverly Hills. And this has just been a great trip, Ted. We were going to go down to Peter Luger's Steakhouse.
Wonderful city, Phil, and but more importantly and more to the point of what you're talking about, I want to say at this time, don't I get a commercial here, or I'm sorry.
You know what, Ted, I apologize. My traffic department.
Yeah, because it's in the contract I have with the show.
I'm awfully sorry. Let me go ahead and.
Okay, there it is. Everybody, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Don't eat at any other steakhouse in the country. The meat, I hear the meat has gone bad in a lot of those steakhouses. Eat it by steakhouse. It's delicious.
The meat's gone bad.
Just don't play it back to me.
I don't think we could get sued for that.
No, my understanding is a lot of steakhouses around the country, the meat has just been sitting and spoiling for days. So if you want a good steak, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Phil, can I just say right now, though, I want to say this. And I think it needs to be said. And I think I say it on behalf of a lot of people. I say it on behalf of the staff here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Bravo. Bravo for getting on that airplane, traveling to New York, and telling everybody that it's safe to travel. Hey, that's just great. I am so proud of you.
Well, thank you.
I am so proud of you. I am so proud of what you've done for the people of America, the radio, and especially the talk radio listeners. I travel two or three times a month myself, Phil. And
you do a lot of traveling, don't you?
You better believe it. We have no fear in the Bell family. We get on that jet, we fly to wherever we feel like flying to, and nobody is going to tell us any different. Hey. I was applauding myself. I was so over.
No, I applaud you, too. I think that's a tremendous thing that you're taking the president's words at face value.
You better believe it. We believe in this president. We believe in and I tell you something, Phil, I'm all over talk radio. I love talk radio. I listen to your program, of course. I listen to the Chip Flanagan program. I listen to the Ken Beck show as much as I can, the Chip Christorella show. All of them are great shows. And I got to tell you, I love what you're doing. I love what you're doing. I love what you're about. I love you going to New York. And here's the thing that I wanted to say more than anything.
Well, I don't want this to be self-aggrandizing. You know, thank you very much. I mean, we came to New York to lend our support to a great city.
No, I understand. I think it's fantastic. But here's the thing that I was kicking around in my head earlier. And I was talking to a couple of the guys here at the restaurant. We were bringing in some prime rib. And I said, you know what? We have got to think of a way to get the average talk radio listener, the people that listen to your show, the people that listen to the Art Bell show, all of the talk radio listeners, how are we going to get them, and can I use a term that my son uses, Phil? It might be a little bit crude.
I don't want it to be obscene.
That's right, but it's a term my son uses, and you know, I'm going to use it because I think it applies. How are we going to get the average talk radio listener, the people listening to you right now, to grow a pair of balls and get on an airplane? What are we going to do?
Well, Ted, I don't know that you put it in quite as harsh a way. I mean, come on, it's okay.
Of course it's okay. It's safe as hell. I fly two, three times a month, and I'm going to tell you something. I fly intercontinentally, I fly continentally, I fly within the continent and without, and I fly with my wife and our Afghans. It is safe. It is beautiful.
You know, I don't have the opportunity to fly as much. You know, let me give our phone number out.
It's about how are we going to get the average radio listener, the talk radio listener, the people listening to you right now, to, I don't want to be insulting, but you know what I'm getting a sense of? I'm getting kind of a sense of rooster in the barn, you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean, chicken?
If the shoe fits, if the shoe fits your three toes, You know what I'm saying? So,
well, I think it's a little acrimonious to call our listeners chicken. Or
they are, and I think the time has come to say what needs to be said. And I'm Ted Bell. I don't hold back. These people that are listening to your program need to grow a pair of nuts and get on an airplane and fly. Because I am telling you, Phil.
Well, look at Ted. Here's the point. The reason why we came to...
No. Quit holding back. You know what I'm saying? They are chicken as the day is long. They got a big, bright, banana yellow stripe running down.
We don't need to insult our listeners, okay?
Well, all right, I understand it.
Now, that's not the point. The point is to say, we lead the way. You say you fly a lot?
I fly. Let me tell you something. No terrorist, no hijacker tells Ted Bell what to do. I'm Ted Bell. You understand? There's a difference between me and maybe some other people. I fly where I want to fly, when I want to fly, and hijackers and terrorists, they can park it right up there, and I don't want to use the word, okay? You know the word I'm talking about. It's the thing that you use when you have to go to the bathroom.
Look, man, I got it.
Okay.
Ted, let me just, 1-800-449-8686, Ted Bell is with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Let me say the best way to get people flying is to gently encourage them and to say...
I've been trying to...
For instance, let's talk about our flying experience. Have you encountered long lines?
No, we don't, not at all.
So what about the security check-in? How do you find that?
Well, the security check, we don't have a security check-in, well, because I fly charter jets. So we don't deal with that. But what I do is I call the terminal. Cheryl and I are driving over in the limousine, I'll call the terminal, give them a 5-minute notice, get the jet warmed up, get it going. And it's,
I don't understand. You fly charter?
Oh yeah, I fly charter.
Well, isn't that I'm flying commercially? Okay.
Well, there's no difference. The fact is, we're flying. And we're telling the hijackers and the terrorists of the world, you can take it and park it up your rear end, because we will not be told to not travel.
And but see, you travel on charter jets.
Of course. I'm Ted Bell. I don't understand what the...
Well, there's a difference between me and the people that are listening.
Well, don't try to make yourself sound like them. You had the guts to get on a jet. I had the guts to get on a jet. You have the guts to fly to the great city of New York. I have the guts to fly. You know,
there's no threat of terrorism on a charter.
No threat of terrorism. I fly in the air the same. Whoa. Hold on for just a second, Phil.
No, there's no threat. If you're flying a charter jet, where's the threat of terrorism?
I fly 2-3 times. Let me tell you what we're doing at Christmas. Cheryl and I are flying to London. 11 hours, we're going to fly to London. Just me, Cheryl, our 2 Afghans, and and let me tell you something. I asked for a drink on that plane, and I got to wait around for that drink to get there just the same as you do. I get a menu. They had Chilean sea bass and king salmon last time out. I only eat the encrusted snapper. Okay.
So I want to know how it is that when you fly on a charter jet, it's the same as my listeners and I flying a commercial airliner.
Hey, it flies in the air, okay? It's got fuel on it. That thing can get blown out of the sky by a surface-to-air missile at any second. And
what terrorist is going to blow your charter out of the air?
What terrorist is going to blow? They're crazy, Phil. Don't you understand what's been going on in this country?
No, I know what's going on in the country. And
why are we arguing? You're trying to get people flying. I'm trying to get people flying. You're trying to teach your listeners and the talk radio listeners of America how to grow a pair of testicles and get on a plane and fly and quit hugging their pillow and quit rocking back and forth and wetting themselves. That's what we're talking about. And that's why I say to everybody listening, you take your example from this great man, Phil Hendry, and yes, you take your example from Ted Bell.
Well, Ted, I don't think it's the same.
Huh?
I don't think it's the same.
I think you're undercutting the message tonight.
No, I'm not trying to undercut the message, but when you say you fly only charter, which means you go to the terminal.
Of course.
That's a private charter terminal.
Yeah.
You get on whenever you feel like it.
No, I got to call ahead 5 minutes.
And you got to call ahead 5 minutes, huh?
Well, Why are you, I don't understand why you're making fun of this, because...
You got to call ahead 5 minutes, and then you get on the plane, and the worst thing that could happen to you is they serve you Chilean sea bass as opposed to the garlic and wine sauce snapper you're used to. And then...
Whoa. For years, people have complained of airline food. How come suddenly Ted Bell doesn't get to? Suddenly...
How... Again, you don't tell me how you're at risk of...
Of a terrorist attack?
Yeah.
Because it's flying up in the air, my man. A terrorist can see that and say, look at that, there goes Ted Bell. I hate his lifestyle. I hate what he represents. I'm sitting down here in Afghanistan, sucking on dirt clods, while Ted Bell is flying across the country servicing his various restaurants. That pisses off your average Taliban. That pisses off the fundamentalist jihad warrior who doesn't want America to move forward. And when they see Ted Bell's jet...
So this is a private charter or your jet?
It's a charter that we have. Ted's of Beverly Hills on the side of the jet. Okay, and at the front we have one of those magnetic signs that says I Ted Bell.
Well, I don't see how it's similar.
Well, Phil, the more you say that, the more you undercut the message tonight.
All right, 1-800-449.
And I don't know.
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills is on. I wanted to talk about how we travel, and Ted, you know, used the words, well, how do we get your listeners, Phil, to grow a pair so that they can go out and, what is that, Craig? Craig tells me there's a steer painted on the nose of the jet. You know, it's nice to have money. It's a beautiful thing to have money. And it's a great thing to be able to fly a charter jet. Those of you who are not familiar may not know, flying a charter is not the same as flying commercially, and yet Ted Bell is here saying that you don't have the guts to fly, while he does, he's flying a charter. That means he pays, what is it, 20 G's every time he fires that thing up? 1-800-449-8686. We're trying to get you to travel. I don't think it's an issue of guts, although he does. It's the Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey everybody, I'm Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'd love for you to grow a pair of balls and get on a plane and fly. It would really help our economy. Remember, come to Ted's and have a great steak.
Ted, I got to just jump in for a minute.
Go ahead, Phil.
I do believe it's offensive to say that my listeners, talk radio listeners, people, you know, just the general public doesn't have the guts to fly. This country underwent a trauma.
Phil, you underwent a trauma, same as everybody else. So did I, yet I'm flying.
You fly a charter that, what's the chance of a charter getting hijacked?
I don't know, Phil, but the fact of the matter is, you know, the people on the plane you can't trust.
Your wife and your two dogs?
All right, I'm going to say something that you may think is crazy. How do I know it's my wife? How do I know that something has...
Oh, come on, Ted.
I am dead serious. Don't start telling me because I happen to fly a charter where only the four of us are on the plane and no Arab would know that it's me because we only fly within a 3,000-mile area and they couldn't possibly get on the plane. Don't say that that doesn't take guts.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me talk to Avanza. Is that it, sir? Avanza?
Yes, hi.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir, with your comment in Avanza.
Yes, and all I wanted to say was, you know, the gentleman who was on the, who was speaking a little while ago was equating flying on a jet to a private airliner, to a commercial jet.
I
think are pretty insulting to the people that do fly these jets. I challenge him to fly the jets himself, the commercial jets, and then make the comparison.
Well, sir, first of all, I'm Ted Bell. I'm the gentleman that was speaking. I bought a commercial airtime on this program, and I wasn't aware that people were allowed to call in and disagree with me. Is that good?
Yes, of course they are.
So this man, your name is Avanza, sir?
Yes.
And you're disagreeing with me?
Absolutely. I fly every other week commercially.
What are you doing?
There has to be a commercial if he's going to disagree.
Turn it off. The man has the right to disagree with you.
All right, well, the bottom first. You fly commercially, is that correct?
Every other week, yes, I do on business.
Well, then, see, you have the balls.
It's not a question of balls. It's not a question of balls. It's a question of people having the right to make a decision not to fly. People are terrorized. Companies are advising people not to fly. DuPont, I know, has gone on and said no flying unless it's absolutely mandated.
I hear what you're saying,
It's a question of bread earners putting themselves on the line.
But I think it's time for all of us, Ivanka, myself, yourself, to get on that plane and tell those terrorists you can take it and you can park it way up your butt because we're going to fly. And that's what we're doing.
Yes, but Ivanka and me and the rest of the people who are listening tonight, we fly commercially. Ivanka, you'll be flying commercially, correct?
Absolutely.
Why do you keep bringing that up?
You're on a charter jet with your dogs and your wife.
They can be hijacked.
Oh, how do you know it's really your wife? This was your big hijack threat. Did they kidnap her and put on a skirt and a wig?
Actually, my wife... You know, my wife's been losing her hair. I wish you hadn't have said that. I just really think... Ivanka?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. Go ahead with your comment.
My only point is this. People, when they don't fly...
It's not funny.
People that don't fly are making a decision of... It's a family decision. My wife...
How much better are you going to...
My wife is nervous when I fly. And there are a lot of wives and dependents that don't want their people to fly. It's not a question of balls. It has nothing to do with balls.
Yeah, but look at Mr. Henry. Look at me. We fly all over the ding-dang place.
No, sir, you are flying a private jet. You are flying a private jet, and my assertion is it's not the same thing at all.
All right, Ivanka, I want you to consider this. I fly a jet that right across the side says Ted's of Beverly Hills with a steer painted on the nose of the jet. Don't you think if you were a terrorist, you'd like to take a little pot shot of that?
I don't think the terrorists are looking to knock out a little jet out of the sky. These terrorists are looking to inflict serious terror which causes 5,000 people to perish. Not a little jet.
Do they eat pork? No, they do not, because they're Muslim. And my specialty this week is the standing pork roast.
Meaning what?
What
the hell is this guy? Are you fruity or something? I mean,
Phil, I don't like being laughed at when I came on your radio station and I endorsed you for flying and I said that you were brave and now you're
telling me that the Taliban wants to shoot your jet out of the sky because your special this week is the standing pork roast?
I have been made fun of, I have been laughed at by this gentleman, Ivanka. Not once have I mentioned that you're probably Muslim yourself, aren't you, Ivanka?
What's that? What's that again?
Are you a Muslim or are you Hindu?
I'm a Hindu.
Okay, then that's not a problem. Oh, no way, you don't eat meat. So there's a whole trip there.
What does that have to do with you, as American as anybody else?
Okay,
it has nothing to do with anything of that kind.
But wait a minute, I own a steakhouse, and you don't like the fact that I slaughter cows. Okay, that's another commercial.
So what? Right.
Turn it off. Turn that off.
Well, then if I slaughter cows that you worship, you're not... See what I'm saying?
I eat cows, so there.
Oh, all right. I thought the Hindu...
No, don't go there. You don't have a point. You don't have a point, and you're trying to get off on ethnic and Nothing to do with anything.
Sure it is ethnic, and I'll tell you why. Because the people that want to shoot Ted Bell out of the sky or Mr. Henry out of the sky or any other American who wants to travel, they're Muslims.
They're terrorists, Ted. You're making the same mistake that so many Americans make. It's got nothing to do with religion. These are perverse people who simply use religion the way some people use a gun. They just put whatever ammunition they want into that vehicle.
These are irrational people that...
Well, absolutely. Any guy that flies a plane and kills people, that's absolutely irrational. That's why all of us, whether we fly a private charter that we can get warmed up within 5 minutes, or we fly a commercial jet that we have to stand in line for 6 hours, we're all in this together.
No, we are not.
No, we are not to knock out a private jet. Yeah, no, we are not. Is absolutely
a huge airliner that was capable of bringing down a building and 5,000 people.
Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you ate a porterhouse steak? When's the last time you ate a porterhouse steak?
What does that have to do with this?
I'm going to tell you, a porterhouse steak is going to put a smile on your face. You come out to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'm going to treat you to a dinner, you and your lovely wife.
Right? Oh, man. I'm going to hang up. I think I've made my point.
I don't blame you.
That's insulting.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Ted thinks we don't have the guts to fly. Only he does. We'll be back.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
I make a great steak, and I also have the guts to fly airlines in this country. When are you going to grow a pair and fly too? Get that yellow stripe off your back and eat a Tet's.
Here at Tet's.
God.
We want to put our meat in your
mouth. What do you mean, God?
If you're going to do a commercial on my show...
Well, I talked about this with Peter Trippi. Now, I
No, if you're going to do a commercial on my show, you don't have to insult my listeners, okay? And
I pay for the commercial time. You know what? Forget it.
Now, let me ask you something.
You know, you're rude to me.
Now, let me ask you something. The flight attendant on your charter flight, does she wear steer horns on her head?
Yes. That's part of it. Sends to Beverly Hills.
Okay. You know, the flight attendant on my planes, she doesn't have a microphone. She doesn't have headphones on.
All right. So I get a little perk because I fly charter. So I can ask the flight attendant to dress in a way that is pleasing to myself and to business associates to travel with me. Why are you harping on the idea that I'm somehow not the same as you?
I don't have a flight attendant wearing steer horns, and I'm standing in line 3 hours to get my bags checked. You're warming the jet up 5 minutes out. That's the difference.
And if the plane blows up, guess what? Ted goes to the ground and dies like you.
And what about the pilots with steer tails pinned to their pants?
That's part of the same... Look, and I've got clients fly that plane. You can tell me how to do business.
Well, guess what? I don't have pilots that get to wear radio station gear and stuff like that.
That is part of the... I do business. Phil,
How's your plane going to blow up, okay?
If he throws it in reverse by mistake, if he forgets how to take it off, I don't know. These pilots today, these guys are hourly waged. He may forget... I've seen pilots go, holy Jesus, now what do? I pull back and it goes up. They'll push it forward thinking that makes it go up. And the next thing you know, let me tell you something. Somebody on the ground's got an ass full of plane.
Unbelievable, man. 1-800-449.
No, you're unbelievable, Phil, for ambushing me.
I'm not ambushing you. You're coming on here saying my listeners don't have the guts to fly. Let me go to a caller. Nancy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to make a comment.
Have I gotten all my commercials in?
Let the lady finish, okay?
I'm asking about my commercial time.
We'll get your commercials in.
Okay. This speaker that you have on the phone is an arrogant, pompous asshole that is a disgrace to Americans. And
are you referring to me, ma'am, or Mr. Hendry?
She's talking about you.
Yes. And
okay,
if anybody needs to grow anything, he needs to grow a brain.
I've got a multi-million-dollar restaurant chain.
Well, obviously, you've let everybody know that we're well aware of that now.
Yes,
but
it's
people like you is the reason why people in other countries don't like Americans, because you throw that lingo around and have to let everybody know just how much wealth you have. And
so in other words, I'm not allowed to live well because
you're allowed to live fine.
Bin Laden feel bad, is that it?
But before you go around...
Mr. Bin Laden can sit in this cave and he can suck dirt clods. I've eaten a porterhouse steak.
Hey, and you know what? Great for you.
Let's
do this. Why don't you fly on a commercial aircraft?
You know who you're speaking to that way? You're speaking to Ted Bell.
Hell is Ted Bell? Who the hell cares?
Excuse me. Watch the way you speak to me. I'm Ted Bell. I own five steakhouses in the greater Tri-County area. I have...
That doesn't mean anything to anybody live in California, man. Nobody goes to Ted. This lady's calling from Texas. So what does she care?
Who the hell are you?
If you're from Texas, you're so starved for a good steak, it's not even funny.
I don't eat steak, thank you. But that's beside the point. The point
and that's
is,
why
is that
you're disagreeing
if, you've
got, with what I'm
if
saying.
You've got so much balls, then why don't you get on a commercial airliner take a trip to New
York? Let me ask you a question. When's the last time you flew? We don't have the answer so quick on that one, huh?
Actually, I fly for free myself. And
you do eat meat. You eat sausage. Now
that was completely uncalled for.
Well, I think I've taken enough abuse.
That was uncalled for.
I eat plenty of sausage. I love it.
No doubt.
But I have
aren't you a
friends in the airline industry, and
yeah,
they have been
too?
Greatly affected by this. and you get on your little...
What do you mean greatly affected? They can't get a swinging pair between their legs to get on a plane?
No, they all fly.
It
they're
goes
all
up and then it goes down.
They're flight attendants and pilots, and they get on planes
flight
every day.
Flight attendants are flying, yeah.
They make sure that everybody's safe.
What I'm asking Mr. Henry to do is to come on, and I commend Mr. Henry for going to the city of New York and doing his radio show and then coming home, flying in and out of that city. I commend him, and I think we need a moment to...
Will you stop
it? Well, I would commend you if you would get on a commercial airliner instead of throwing around your private airplane. Get on a real airplane with a lot of passengers.
I would commend you, Nancy. I would commend you if you take something, put something more in your mouth than sausage. Okay? Now, Phil, you need to...
Will you knock it off with this caller?
Why aren't you commending me?
For what?
Because I got a pair and I'm flying, too.
Okay, here you go, Ted. You want me to commend you?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here you go. Hey...
You know, you're just
way
really
go.
An embarrassment to the United States.
You're dripping with, I'm an embarrassment to the United States.
You really
not
are.
Bin Laden. Not Bin Laden.
No.
I am.
No, it's
Bin Laden's
like
not
you.
From the United States.
Bin Laden wasn't born here?
Huh?
You're calling all of the United States public chickens.
I think the embarrassment to this country is Bin Laden. And
Bin Laden isn't from here.
My understanding is he is.
No.
Where do you think he's from?
He's from Wisconsin.
He's a threat to the United States. He's not an embarrassment.
Wait, are you an idiot or something? He's from Saudi Arabia.
Okay, that's the last time you called me a name. I came on here. Hey, I applauded you. I said that I fly too. And all you could do, Phil, along with this caller and others, is to find ways that I differ from you. I'm Ted Bell. You're not. Okay, is that a crime? You want to... I'm not... Nancy, are you Ted Bell? No.
No, I'm Nancy, and I'm not going to say my last name, but...
No, but you're not Ted Bell. You're not Nancy
but I'm
Bell
just, you know, I feel I'm equally
okay.
important as you. You're no better than me.
And Mr. Henry has found fault with me by saying that my steak isn't so great. And all I did was come on here and say how wonderful that Mr. Henry and I both are, and how, yes, lacking you, Nancy, and the rest of the talk radio listeners are, because you haven't got the guts... to get on an airplane.
Whoever said I didn't have the guts to do that? Whoever said I didn't have the guts to do that?
And because you are not flying, and you said you've never flown before.
No, I did not. You said when was the last time you flew? And I never got to finish my question.
You said I've never flown because I'm afraid.
I
said I fly for free.
No, no.
I
said that you're afraid, not free. You said you don't fly because there's a stark raving terror.
I said I fly
she did not.
For free.
And if your name was Nancy Bell, you'd be eating a lot more sausage than you...
Okay, that's all we need from you, okay?
If my name was Nancy Bell, I'd probably be in an insane asylum.
That's funny, Nancy.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
You know, I think you could all go straight to hell. How about that?
Oh, isn't that mature? That was very mature, Ted. Oh, he hung up. Okay. Don't eat at Ted's. It sucks.
You want to put our meat in your mouth.
I'd like to apologize to my listening audience for that. I thought it was crude. I thought it was rude. And I single out Mike Schaefer, my outgoing producer, for once again booking a crap interview on this show. All right, this is the Phil Henry Show. Will you turn that off? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show will be right back. We are here in New York City, and we're leaving tonight, but we will not soon forget this wonderful city. And we were brought here by Priceline.com. Priceline.com is the official travel provider for airline tickets, hotel rooms, and rental cars. Go to Priceline.com for all your travel needs today. And Maria left this morning and is off at the airport. I thought we'd take some phone calls from you guys. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. And then I'll tell you a little bit of what's been going on around here over the last few days. And let's go to Chatsworth. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mr.
Turn your radio down, kid, okay?
Yeah, okay, hold on. Yeah, Phil, I really think your show is really neat, and I want to know how to do it.
Back away from the phone for just a second, all right?
I'm sorry. I want to know how you do all the voices of the different people that are on there. Do you, you know, do you have equipment or something? Or do you just do it as a real person? And I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Okay. Well, first of all, I would say that what I do more than anything... Okay, son?
Yes, sir.
You're going to hang up.
Yeah, I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Okay. One of the things that I do on my show... Will you help the kid, Hank? Hey, kid?
Yeah?
You haven't hung up yet.
All right. I'm going to hang up.
Yeah, and you're going to listen to my answer. Go ahead. See, one of the... Did you hang up?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
No, I hung up.
How could you have hung up and still be talking to me?
Oh.
Yeah, oh, okay. What I do on my show...
How's that?
Nope, you ain't hung up yet. Hey, pull the plug on that kid, will you? What I do on my, yes, I do all the voices of the characters of the guests on my show, and then the people call in, and then they think it's real, and then that's how we do that, okay? People say to me, why do you give it away, Phil? Well, we give it away because we want to take credit for it, if you want to be perfectly honest about this. We give it away because people tend to listen to the show a little bit longer. I want to say that this week we've had people in to watch us do our show. And we've had lots of folks. We've had the New Yorker. We've had the Daily News. We've had comedy writers. We've had wonderful people. But the most exciting guy to come and watch this show so far this week for me is Dick DiBartolo from Mad Magazine, who is one of the great writers over at Mad Magazine and has written so many funny movie parodies and so many different things over the years for Mad Magazine. And he's sitting in there right now, right behind me. And also the wonderful people from our affiliates in Stamford and Norwalk, Connecticut, are here tonight. A whole slew of folks from Stamford and Norwalk. And if I were Ted Bell, I'd say, let's just do it. It's WSTC and WNLK. Stamford and Norwalk, Connecticut, are here. Just great folks who came on the train down to see our show, and we really appreciate seeing them. And it's been a fun, fun week here in the city of New York. And the other thing that's... I'm not taking credit for this, but I had a sense this was going to happen. I don't know why, but I had a sense that this week was somehow blessed because we got to town, and we got to town, lo and behold, the Yankees are playing 3 games in the World Series. I hadn't planned on this. We just found the most convenient week that we could come to New York, and we decided to make our travel arrangements accordingly. Well, it turns out that not only are the Yankees in town for 3 games. The Yankees are in town for 3 games in the World Series, and the Yankees are in town for 3 games in the World Series down 0-2 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. And I said early in the week, and I'll say it again, to me, baseball in this country is pretty much dying on the vine. And I didn't even have any real sense of baseball being an exciting thing for the city of New York early on this week, like Monday, when the Yanks were down 0-2, and things were looking pretty bad. Then comes Game 3. Then comes the incredible feats of Game 4 with the home run by Martinez, followed by the home run by Derek Jeter, followed by everybody going nuts. Then last night, they're down 3-1, or 2-0 last night. Scott Brosius gets up, he hits a home run. I'm talking like I'm some kind of a baseball fan. I just, you know, this week, somehow I've become a baseball fan because I've seen what it's done for the city. But I got to tell you something, it doesn't surprise me at all. If ever there was a town and if ever there was a team that was destined for this kind of, and if even if you're not a baseball fan, you got to appreciate this, man. Down 0-2, and they come back and sweep all three in New York, and the Arizona Diamondbacks, like, you know, I'm no offense, but what is that, an Arizona Diamondback? Is that like a lodge? I'm an Arizona Diamondback, and we're traveling to the Rose Bowl this year. Is that a team, you know? It's a new team, it's an expansion team, and therefore it sucks. But no, seriously, the Yankees lead the series 3-2, and I don't think I'm not surprised at all. I hope nobody else in New York is surprised. It's just been that kind of a week, just like they're destined. You know, there's a feeling of destiny in the air. And even if they don't win the whole thing, it's still very cool what they did this week out there at old Yankee Stadium. And by the way, one of our deep friends, deep personal friends from Premier is here, Larry Morgan, who took a train to the Bronx last night and stood around going, "Anybody got a ticket? Yo, one ticket, hey? Ticket, no ticket? Hey!" And he got rolled, and he came back in a barrel. Okay, let's go. 1-800-449-8686. Jay, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Jay. He's not there. That's the one call that we had holding.
Hello?
That's the only call that we had. Okay.
Hello? Phil!
How much time we have left in the hour? 4 minutes? Okay, I'm all done now. I just sweated my ass off for 45 minutes for you, and then I gave you a little feeling for New York, and then I said, here's the phone number, and you can call. And Jay was there, and he's not there, and we don't have any more calls, so
hello?
We're all done now. This is your turn. And if you don't call, then I'm not going to do any more. I'm not doing any more. I work and I sweat and I slave. I lose 5 pounds a show. And when I give that phone number out, there better be some people. Look at that. Now they're all ringing. Let me be clear. When I give the phone number, either you start calling or you haven't got the guts. You've got a big yellow stripe running down your back. Okay, start lining them up, Mike. Let's go. Come on. I got Dick DiBartolo from Mad Magazine. I got everybody from WNLK out there. I got Peter Trippi and his lovely wife, Connie. And I'm going to tell you right now, we can wrap this thing up in a few minutes. We're going to go down to Little Italy in Brooklyn and visit some of Peter's relatives. Then what are you going to think? Can you believe this? I got a radio show, man, that broadcasts across the country. I got no bloody usable calls. Get some calls up right now, Schaefer, or you're fired. Oh, you mean you already quit? All right, well, I'm done, man. I've been busting my ass all week long. So that's it. The last 15 minutes of this show is either we're going to get some usable phone calls or we're done. We're going to just check out of this thing early. What's this? San Jose. This ought to be good. We don't even have an affiliate in San Jose. Hello, Tori. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil, I was wondering when the LAPD kid was going to come back on the air.
I don't know.
We miss him. He's funny.
Thank you. Okay, that's call one. Let's go. Another one. I got about 30 seconds left in this hour. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Tim. Tim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, this is Tim.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Oh, man, I just got to tell you, I listen to you all the time. You're just great.
Thank you. All right, one more call, and then we're done. 1-800, here's Brian. Hi, Brian, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. How you doing?
I'm great, Phil. You're
great. Thanks for calling. All right, so there you go. That's all you have to do. 1-800-449-8686. Write that number down.